You've probably seen dogs in action sniffing luggage at airports. Chances are those dogs were trained in San Antonio. The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, has opened a new and bigger facility at Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland, where canines are trained to sniff out explosives. Texas Public Radio's Louisa Jonas went to Lackland to observe one very talented dog.
Cokie is a black and white speckled beauty with a slightly reddish head. When he spots an explosive, it looks as if he's found prey. Christopher Knight is Cokie's trainer, instructor, and evaluator. He worked with larger dogs before working with Cokie, who is a German short-haired pointer, about 60 pounds.
The size is perfect as far as getting in and out of places. They certainly aren't intimidating anyone, as you can see. That's probably the number one thing. They're not deterring or, you know, scaring anyone in the airport and setting.
The dogs train in settings that depict airport terminals, the inside of airplanes, vehicles, and buses. Today, Cokie is practicing an advanced cargo search. The training is in a large warehouse with metal shelves from floor to ceiling, filled with boxes of different shapes and sizes. Lots of nooks and crannies to hide explosives. The dogs are trained with the real deal, except extreme caution is taken to never have electricity nearby. They don't want anything to blow up. Robert Grael is a TSA training supervisor.
Okay, Mr. Knight is actually going to start over here. Now, this dog has been trained to find explosive odors. And it's very important. Go ahead.
All right. Good.
Cokie jumps high and low, sniffing every box that Knight points to.
Good boy.
So now we're looking for any kind of change of behavior.
Good.
So far, we haven't seen anything. Look, watch this dog's tail. When you start seeing his tail wag a little bit extra, then you're going to start saying, okay, the handler's going to start saying, hey, I get a change of behavior going on right now.
Yep, right there.
Okay, where do you think it is?
Cokie comes to a stop. He squats down, staring underneath some shelving. Aside from his tail, which wags very quickly, he's frozen. Cokie's found his target. TSA Administrator Peter Neffinger says modern technology just doesn't compete with nature.
As you know, canines, there's probably no better technology for detecting explosives than the nose of a dog. Plus, it's a mobile form of technology, so you can move it around to where you need it to be.
The TSA takes dogs, including rescue dogs, from all over the country as long as they meet their specifications. Sometimes they recruit dogs from overseas. It takes 15 to 25 weeks to train a dog before it's paired with a student handler. The San Antonio Training Campus is the largest explosive detection program in the Department of Homeland Security. The bigger new facility is LEED Silver Certified, has 5 classrooms, 95 staff, and 175 students a year. It costs $12 million and has enough kennels to train 250 dogs like Cokie. Dogs trained here are used in airports across the United States. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.